What's up, y'all? And welcome to the Living in Pursuit podcast. I am your host, Drea, and I share my experiences while pursuing the constant unveiling of my purpose and journey. Chasing after God and what He has for us is our number one goal here at the Living in Pursuit podcast. So join us as we uncover God's instructions with faith, boldness, and determination. Let's go. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Andrea. And how are y'all? It's about 7:49 a.m. on Monday, and the plans have changed. I know that you guys come on this podcast every week. Shout out to my every week listeners. But y'all come on this podcast every week to hear from God. I don't necessarily think that it is the content or the things that I plan. I really just feel like you guys come here to hear from God. This isn't an ordinary podcast. Like, we don't sit around and we don't talk about things of this world. We don't talk about pop culture. We don't talk about, you know, sex and money and what's happening in the world. We talk about what God is doing and what He's doing through me and what He's doing through you guys. And that's why the platform is growing. The platform is increasing. And my territory is increasing because I've allowed God into my heart so deeply and so drastically. If God doesn't speak to me, I get in my feelings. If I'm not able to pray like I want to each day, like I feel like it, like I get in my feelings, I feel as though if I can't spend time with God, if my life just gets too busy, or if my circumstances change and it takes me away from God, I don't feel good. I don't feel like myself. And that's never happened to me before. But it is a result of going deeper within my relationship with God. It is a result of going deeper. It's a result of letting God just enter into my heart, enter into my mind. And it's a result of me choosing God each and every day. God has been putting a lot of things on my heart lately. Like I said, the plans got changed. I was going to get up here and, you know, talk about what I had planned to talk about this week and next week and everything like that. But when you are in true alignment with God, when you're in such a state of surrender when it comes to God, whatever He tells you, whatever He puts on your heart, your obedience is key. So I know I've said this before, but if God wants me to speak about something, if He changes the plans, if He wants to interrupt something, then that's just what it's gonna be. But yeah, God has just been showing me some things lately, and the result of my obedience is producing the promise. The results of my obedience is producing the promise. It is leading me into where God wants me to be. It is allowing me to see some things. It's allowing me to, basically, my discernment is just at an all-time high right now. This morning, I got up at 6:30. I was supposed to get up at 5, but me and JJ went to sleep at 12 last night. He was on his iPad, and I was just, I believe I was praying. I think I was praying. I was just laying down waiting for him to go to sleep, but I had my phone off, and I was, like, literally praying, and I prayed till I went to sleep, and I was supposed to get up at 5, but I got up around 6:30, and when I tell y'all, when I got up at 6:30, it was like, I felt God was trying to tell me something. Like, I felt like he was about to interrupt the plans. Like, I felt like, oh, what you had planned yesterday is not going to be what you actually go through today. So I'm clearing out my agenda, period. I'm clearing out my agenda, saying what God wants me to say. And that's just what it is going to be. So, like I said, God has been placing a lot of things on my heart. He's been calling us to go deeper, like deeper. And I know a lot of you are probably like, well, deeper. I thought I was going deeper, or I thought I have been going deeper. But he's saying deeper. Now, I don't know what that looks like for you all, but the way my promise is set up, the way my blessings is set up, what God has placed on my heart, the deeper for me is literally more and more time with him, more praying, more intercession, more prayer, more just sitting in his presence. It's just more time. And where I'm going, and we talked about this, we've talked about the promise, we've talked about what God is going to release to us. We've talked about these things. We've talked about the exit strategy. We've talked about the promises of God that are about to come in our lives. But I feel as though sometimes we get discouraged and we start feeling like, okay, God, when is it going to happen? I've been doing this, I've been doing that. And you feel like everything that you've been doing is in vain, but it's not. It just requires you to continue to go deeper, even when it doesn't look like things are happening, even when it doesn't look like things are about to change. Some of us are still in situations where we have been praying and praying and praying for change and praying for, you know, just things to happen in our lives. But God is still saying that it's still going to happen. I just need a little bit more of you. I need a little bit more of you. I need to be able to trust you. I need to be able to know that when you enter into the promised land that I have for you, you will be ready. When I give you your husband, you will be ready. You won't scare him off with your insecurities. You won't scare new friends off because of the rejection that you felt in the past. When I give you the platform, you won't, your fear won't overtake you. So I need to be able to trust you in this season. I need you to be able to fully surrender yourself and your will to me. And that's what God has been saying to me. He's been speaking to a lot of my insecurities that I didn't even realize I still had. He's been speaking to a lot of my fears. He's been speaking to a lot of my just desolate areas in my life. And when I say desolate, that just basically means like dry land, land that does not produce fruit. And this is the revelation he gave me. Just like dry things, dry bones, and things that we've been chasing after, or things that we have been trying to revive ourselves, things that we have been trying to give life to. He's been saying that those areas are desolate areas and they cannot produce fruit. So instead of trying to revive those desolate areas, allow me to bring you into the land that I promised you. That is saying to us that we have not been trusting him fully. That's saying that we have been praying over things and we've been wanting things that are not in the will of God. And as much as it hurts, as much as we want it, as much as we think we can't live without it, he's saying that those areas will not produce the fruit that I want to give you. We think that we produce our own fruit, but that's not how it goes. God gives us the will. He gives us the journey. He gives us the plans. He gives us the provision to produce fruit. And the obedience is just a little broken in some areas that we've been trying to revive. And he's trying to basically say, Do you want what I have for you, or do you want what you want? Because what you want is not what will get you to the promise. What you want is holding you back. What you want is keeping you stagnant, and it's keeping you in a dry state of mind. It's not producing any creativity. It's not producing any perseverance, any endurance, any prosperity. And he's saying, do you want the land that I have for you, or do you want this desolate land? God brought Ezekiel into a desolate area. He brought him into this area of like dry land. He told Ezekiel to speak and prophesy over those dry bones and in that dry land. But where the confusion lies for us is that we don't allow God to lead us to the dry bones. We want to lead ourselves. And let me try to put this in practicality. We lead ourselves into thinking, God, this is what I want. This is what I want you to revive. This is what I want you to prosper. This is what I want you to take care of. And he led Ezekiel to those areas. Ezekiel didn't lead himself there and spoke over his own bones. God led him to where he wanted him to prophesy over. And God is saying, instead of us trying to speak over dead things that God didn't call us to speak over, he's leading us to the places that we speak over. Because there are some dry things in our life that God does want us to prophesy over. But some of the things that we've been prophesying over is not where God has been leading us or has been trying to lead us. You think that this relationship that you wanted so bad, you think that God is calling you to speak over it and prophesy over it when he's calling you to speak over your family and prophesy over your family. He's talking about the dry areas in your relationships with your family. He's talking about the dry areas of creativity that have died because of rejection and insecurity. He's talking about those things. And that's why discernment is key. That's why being in alignment with God at all times is key. It's not just about what I want and what I want God to do for me and the areas in my life that I want God to prosper. It's about what God wants for you. So many times we think that we know best when our thoughts are not God's thoughts. Like we can't lead ourselves into a good land when God is the one that has to lead us. How can you even trust yourself? How can we even trust ourselves to get to the promised land without God? How is that even possible? I've been praying and praying and praying. God, show me the way in my business. Make me a better entrepreneur. Give me the provisions. Give me the ideas. Continue to make downloads inside of me. Continue to give me the wisdom that I need in this area. When he showed me, while I'm praying for these things, he showed me an insecurity I had about singing. And I'm like, well, God, that's not what I was praying for. Like, what do you mean? And I think he's trying to say to us, a lot of things that you're worried about right now is already taken care of. A lot of things that we pray for each and every day, it's already taken care of. Pray about the things that need to be prayed about. Pray about what he told you to do a year ago that you haven't done already. Pray about, or pray that God revives the things that he's already told you, but you haven't gone forth and done it because of insecurity, because of whatever. Like, we have to fix our focus. Our focus has to be in alignment with God as well. Our will, our focus, our ambition, everything has to be in alignment with God, unless we will perish from a lack of knowledge. We be praying so hard about stuff that's already taken care of. God is saying, no, pray about what I told you to do a year ago. Pray about this person that you have not forgiven yet. Worry about this area of insecurity. Like, pray about that. We are giving our attention to the wrong things. Not saying that those things are wrong, but our focus is just not in alignment. Ask, like, get specific with God. Don't just be out here praying and praying and praying. Pray strategically. God, what would you have me to pray about today? God, what is it? Who needs prayer today? Who do you need me to intercede for? What do you need me to have inside of my heart today? This is an action and a step that we need to do every single day. Sometimes we're looking for God to do this big miraculous thing in our life when he's actually already doing it. We just can't see it. And we pray and pray and pray and we exhaust ourselves and we pray until our faces turn blue. And the whole time he's looking at us like, is that what I told you to pray for? Is that what I told you to steward over? Is this what I told you to pursue? One reason that keeps us in this particular mindset is people pleasing as well. Y'all, it's so crazy. I've been doing this fast, this social media fast with Tatum Tamia of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast, as well as Kavaya Watrice. She was a guest on the show a couple of months ago. If you haven't listened to that episode on the podcast, go back and listen to it. But they've been doing this fast. This is the second week. Last week we started. And a lot of things that God has been showing me has been in the area of community. And as like the body of Christ. And he's been showing me that me personally, people pleasing. A lot of things that we do and a lot of reasons why we get out of alignment with God is because of people pleasing. It's because we care too much about the opinions of others. We've allowed the enemy to wreck our minds so much, caring about things that don't even matter. Why are we wasting so much time pleasing other people, making sure that people don't talk about us, making sure that everybody likes us, making sure that nobody has like ill feelings or ill will towards us? Like, we can't control any of that, but the enemy makes us feel like that's what we have to worry about. And as we're worrying about those things, we're missing the mark. We're missing what God is literally trying to do and say to us. A lot of times when God tells us to do something, we be like, I ain't doing that. I'm not going to do that. I don't feel comfortable doing that. What are people going to say? What are they going to think? And it's like, you caring so much about people, but you're missing what I'm trying to do. We think that everybody is against us. We think that when we're on these social platforms and when we're proclaiming God's word and we're speaking to our friends and speaking to, you know, our audiences or whoever it is that we're maybe targeting on these platforms, that we're maybe wanting to see God do some change in, we think that the majority of those people are going to judge us. But where did that even come from? Find the root of that. Where did that even come from? Did something happen in your past? Did something happen when you was a child? Like, where did that even come from? Social media will confuse the heck out of us. It's like God will be leading us in this direction, but as soon as we get on Instagram or as soon as we get on these platforms, we feel as though we have to be a certain way, or we have to say things a certain way, or we have to fall in line with what everyone else is doing. And God is like, I need you to go deeper. I need you to make sure that going forward, you receive the promise that I have for you. Not this image or not this thought that you built up in your mind. God is calling us to go deeper so we can be sure, so we can be in full alignment, so that we don't allow the opinions of others to sway us, so that we don't allow our flesh and our self ambitions sway us into a land that he didn't call us to be in. So again, allow God to show you what areas in your life that you need to prophesy over, areas in your life that you have put away and stopped believing in, stopped caring for, those areas. In my quiet time with God, this was on September 27th. He brought me to Exodus 33, verse 13 through 14. And I forgot what it said, but this is basically what I wrote down. It said, "What is your next level going to look like? For I formed you in the womb. This land is what I promised you. This is what I am walking you into. This is what you have to look forward to. This is where you need to be focused on. This is what you expect, what you can expect." And he gave me an idea of what desolate land may look like. Y'all go look up the word desolate. But he gave me this and he said the desolate land can look like wrong relationships. It can look like unforgiveness, pride, unfulfilled prophecies. Just like the things in your life that are dead, the things in your life that, you know how when we're through with a situation, we be like, "Oh, that's dead. That's dead. Oh, I did it that." Like, be specific what you are calling dead. Because you could be prophesying over something that God is calling you to prophesy over. You could be misleading yourself. It's like we're getting the two confused. What does God call dead in my life? What does God call dry in my life that he wants me to prophesy over? What are the things that I'm calling dead that I want to prophesy over? Like it's a confusion between the two. And we have to be sure before we speak over something that God meant for us to prophesy over and to really pray for. He said the promised land is going to look like this. The promised land will flow with good riches, will be where the vision thrives, will be where your enemies cannot touch you anymore, will be the land of opportunity, will be everything you've been waiting on, will flow from the heart of God. He said the promised land will be the land of prosperity, will become the housing for God's people, will birth a generation of believers, will possess the mountain of influence, will bring prosperity to the poor, will be a land where you will sing the gospel of God, will be nothing you've ever experienced before. The promised land will be the greatest land the Lord has ever built, will be the land your ancestors can live in, will be the land of the ark of God. The enemy can no longer touch your business. This land will produce houses on top of houses on top of houses. This land will make you shout. It will end the drought. It will bring your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister good measure. It will produce good fruit. It will exceed your expectations. It will cultivate your gifts. It will cultivate your mind. It will permeate your heart. This land will be the land your children's children dwell in. This land, there will be no more suffering. It will never run dry. There will never be a dry place in the promised land. It will never run out of resources. It will produce kingdom marriages. This promised land will produce kingdom businesses, kingdom movies, kingdom wealth. It will produce great obedience. It will produce great hearing. You will hear the Lord's voice very clearly. And God is saying that I'm walking you into this land. I'm walking you into this land. You're not walking yourself. This isn't a stroll. This isn't a walk in the park. I'm walking you to the place where I promised you. And this is what it's going to look like. So if you still want to get into this promised land, I need you to speak over the things that I'm calling you to speak over so that those things, those people, those areas in your life can produce the fruit that I'm calling you to produce in the promised land. So I don't know, y'all. I don't know who that was for. Like I said, God interrupted all of my plans. We were supposed to talk about the love series. I had created this whole series just wanting to explain the revelation that God gave me about love. But I don't know if next week we're going to talk about love. I don't know. I can't make you guys any promises. That's why this podcast is the way it is. When I first started this podcast, I had a whole plan of each episode. I'm going to talk about this and I'm going to talk about that. And these are probably episodes and revelations that God has yet to give me. But whatever he wants to say, I'm going to say it. There's always going to be interruptions. but yeah, I hope that you found this episode encouraging. I hope that you share it with somebody. I hope that you truly seek God and allow him to reveal the areas in your life that are not in alignment with him. I really ask that you just pray and you go deeper, really spend more and more time with him. I just be starting to pray. Like if I don't know what to do or what to say or how to really spend time with God, I just start praying. I make it a priority to pray for somebody else before I start praying for me, before I start praying for the things that I want God to do in my life. So if you're stuck, if you feel like you don't really know what to do or what to say to God or how to go deeper, ask him. But yeah, I love you guys. I'm going to be praying for y'all. Please pray for me because I have not been feeling well these past couple of days. My throat has been hurting. It's been scratchy. JJ has been coughing and sneezing in my face. I've been coughing and sneezing. Yes, you have. Yes, that's why I feel like this. But y'all pray for us. Keep us lifted in prayer. I love y'all. I will talk to y'all in my next episode next week. I don't know what we're going to talk about, girl, but again, this podcast is different. Like, this podcast isn't like a lot of podcasts out there. So if you come here for entertainment, it probably be because of my wit and my charm. But the content that we talk about is strictly about God. It's strictly about what he's doing in my life, what I see him trying to do in you guys' life. So this is a whole revelation podcast. I need to change the name. I need to change that. The Revelation Podcast. No, I'm just kidding. But I love y'all. I'll talk to y'all in my next episode. Bye.
Hey, guys. This is Jeremiah. Bye.